The origins of the Yazidi are obscure. Most scholars believe they are of Kurdish origin, but some think they are of mixed Kurdish and Arab origin. The sect has roots dating back to pre-Islamic times, but it is generally believed to have been founded in the 12th century by Sheikh Ari bin Musafir. Edmund Garib, author of the Historical Dictionary of Iraq, says Yazidi legend says an apparition of a peacock angel, known as Malik Taus, took Sheikh Adi to heaven and revealed the faith to him.
For 7 years he stayed there and was taught the truth of everything by God while his body slept. After 7 years, his soul was taken back to earth.
Sheikh Adi then wrote the Book of Illuminations. Luay Bahri is an adjunct scholar at Washington's Middle East Institute.
As he says, is the instructions of Malik Taghus, their angel. Sheikh Adi here thinks that he represents the spirit of Malik Taghus and that this spirit is the same as his own. Perhaps he considers himself as a reincarnation of Malik Taghus.
Yazidis believe in the existence of seven angels, with Malik Taghus as the supreme one. Their most important feast takes place in early October at the tomb of Sheikh Adi in the town of Lalish near Mosul. During the 7-day-long feast, a bronze icon of the peacock angel Malik Taus is presented to worshippers. Garib says the Yazidi faith also draws elements from other religions.
They took the prohibition of certain foods from Islam. There is an element of baptism, of drinking wine, of Eucharistic rites from Zoroastrianism and Christianity. There is fasting, sacrifice, pilgrimage from Islam.
But many Yazidi beliefs remain secret, and little is known about them. In the past, their secrecy drew the suspicion of Christians and Muslims, and over the centuries, some of their enemies have accused them of devil worship. Bahri says that is a misunderstanding.
The misunderstanding comes really from the word Malik Taus. They call Malik Taus Shaitan, and Shaitan in Arabic it means Satan. In the Quran, Shaitan is Satan, and that's why the Muslims and the Christian associate them with the devil and the worship of devil.
But in Yazidi tradition, the fallen angel Lucifer, also known as Satan, has been forgiven by God and is considered a force for good, not evil. Suspicion about the Yazidis has often led to their persecution. During Ottoman times, many Yazidis who refused to convert to Islam were killed. Others fled to Armenia, Azerbaijan, Syria, and the Caucasus, where they still have small communities. There is also a Yazidi community in Germany. There is no reliable data on how many Yazidis there are today, but experts seem to agree they number less than 1 million, with their largest community being in Iraq. In April, Iraq's Yazidis received unwanted attention when a 17-year-old Yazidi girl was stoned to death by her male relatives for her association with a Muslim boy. Cellular phone video of her murder circulated throughout Iraq drew outrage. Bahri says Yazidis are a very closed community and do not accept outsiders.
They do not accept a new convert to their beliefs, and they don't intermarry with other religion, and they do not accept anyone intermarry with other religions. So that's where they started the whole problem, this young woman who was stoned to death.
The recent bombings of the Yazidi villages in northern Iraq have drawn strong condemnation from the country's political and religious leaders. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Washington.